doctrine of how it's got to be on your life, the sound the way it sounds, and all that stuff. The short version.
Short version?
Yeah.
There is no short version. The Dopera brothers came over here in 1914, and they went immediately to Los Angeles, California, because they heard there were lots of chicks there. Now, short version. They were fiddle makers, they were cabinet makers, they were hardworking guys, but they had a lot of good ideas, and they'd been messing around with this diaphragm for a guitar for a long time. And so they got in touch with this guy named George Beauchamp. Got a minute? And along with them, they invented the National guitar, the metal-bodied guitar. And then when metal came in short supply in the late 20s, when we were headed for war, the whole world was, they decided to break off, had a little bit of an argument, broke off and went to LA from Chicago to make a cheaper version that everybody could buy, you know, during the Depression. And so they started building the bodies out of wood instead of metal. And also there was a huge Hawaiian craze going on, don't ask me why. But Americans were loving Hawaiian music right about that time, and there were entire dobro orchestras, which is a sight you need to see. But it was, you know, these guys were going door to door selling dobros to little guys like this guy right here, and with, you know, number charts and all these little music that you could read to play the, you know, the Island March, like we were all going to go to Hawaii. So they did that. They made those guitars, and the really good dobro guitars were made between 1928 and 1936, 1936-37, when the war effort for metal sort of put them out of business. And also, you know, like Sears and Roebuck was selling them. Everybody was selling them. But I think we both, I'll speak for myself, come to this instrument just because of the sure sound of it and because it's also the coolest looking instrument. But the sound of it is something that if you get hung up on it, you can't let go of. It's Ahab's law, you know. Don't ever grab something you can't let go of. But that's what happened to me. I just loved the sound of it and was lucky enough to be around a bunch of really nice musicians who put up with me learning how to play it. And it's like a fiddle. It can drive you crazy, it can cause divorces. But it's something, you know. If it wasn't a dobro, you know, like I said, I'd be an astronaut.
How old were you when you picked up here?
I was 10.
What was I playing before?
I played mandolin and whatever I could pick up the beat on, you know, mandolins, fiddles. I had a fiddle for about 3 days. I fell on it. It's probably the best thing that ever happened to me. No, but you know, I'm sure it's the same for Andy. It's just this instrument, and the same for all of you. It's this instrument. If you like the sound of it, you love it. If you don't, you run. You know? But it's like bagpipes.
A little easier to practice, I guess. But that's the same for me for sure. I just, you know, Jerry's one of the first guys I ever heard, and when I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to learn something about that and learn to try and emulate some of that sound. You know, it's very vocal and it's a very deep sound. So I got hooked too.
He asked, "What advice would we give to beginning a dobro player?" Yeah, really, patience.
Yeah.
I mean, that's every instrument, though. You get to these plateaus where you think, I can't get any farther. This is killing me. I can't get any farther. I suck. And you can't do that. You just have to play through that part because it's there are plateaus. Even the best musicians hit plateaus where you just can't seem to get past this obstacle or obstacle that you have. And you just have to play through it. That's the only way you can do it. That's the only way you can do it. And you know, it's the same with tendonitis.
Yeah, yeah.
You get tendonitis, play.
That's it, man. I had tendonitis for like 4 years or so.
I've had really bad bouts of it, you know, and it moves around. I mean, it can be here, then it can be here, and then it's up here, and it moves over here. It's like your muscles all take up for each other, you know. And this one, this one's over here going, hey, that one over there hurts. Let's do something more. And so it moves over here for a little while. But the only thing the doctor told me that one time, so if I'm wrong, it's because of him. But it worked. It worked. And also, you know, I don't know, tendonitis problems. You know, anybody ever have that?
Yeah.
You have to get blood flow to the problem. So you just either rub it really hard and keep playing.